KMJ News Time is 7:49. It is a Monday, and that means that we get to welcome our guy, Gabe Dillard, from the Business Journal. Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So it looks like Tulare County and Great Wolf Lodge have, let's just say, solidified their relationship a bit.
Yeah, great deal with a lot of dollar signs involved there. So the Tulare Board of Supervisors last week took a key step to bring Great Wolf Lodge to the area. It would be a resort at Highway 99 and Caldwell Avenue, very near Visalia. So the supervisors received an economic impact report that the family indoor water park and resort would have an economic impact of about $1.7 billion for the county. Big money there. So to make that project happen, they also the supervisors also approved a tax incentive agreement with Great Wolf that would give it a cut of the transient occupancy tax, which is pretty much a tax on hotel room stays. So as part of a 15-year agreement, Great Wolf would receive about $87 million that would have normally gone to the county general fund as part of the bed tax. Also during that period, Tulare County would receive about $33 million of those taxes. So it's a very generous incentive package, with Tulare County receiving about a third of what it would without the incentives. But the way they see it, the alternative is receiving a third of $0, which is what they would get without Great Wolf Lodge coming to town. So Great Wolf Lodge plans to use the tax rebates to pay down some of the deferred fees from the county, which they would be paying without interest over a period of about 5 years. So you also have to look at off-site spending with Visalia nearby, you know, visitors having to go somewhere else to get food or whatnot. That would be estimated $15 million annually. And also as part of that, Great Wolf Lodge is going to be using Visalia's sewer system. Still a lot of hoops to go through for this project, but construction could begin as early as next year, and it would take about 2 years to build out. So a lot of big numbers, as I said. The resort's going to have 525 hotel rooms, give or take. It'd create about 1,000 jobs during construction and 660 jobs when it opens. All big numbers, and probably wouldn't happen without those big incentives.
I've stayed at Great Wolf Lodge, one of their properties in Wisconsin. And folks, if you're not familiar with it, if you've never stayed there, I think it's great that Tulare County is getting this, Gabe, because it is a great place. They know how to do the whole indoor water park situation.
Yeah, the closest one now is Manteca, and I definitely wanted to check it out.
It's well worth your time to do that. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right, last call, Gabe. Go run to the bar, but maybe it's going to be a little bit later than what it's been here in Fresno.
Yeah, there's this bill that's been kicking around for several years now, but this year it's really heating up. It would allow Fresno and several other cities in California to decide whether they can serve alcohol until 4 a.m. That's bars and then clubs. It's up for another vote on Wednesday. So Fresno came on board with this as it's a pilot program, and it came on board a few years ago based on the feedback from then Police Chief Dyer, who still supports it, with restrictions on location and just the days of the week that bars could stay open that late or early, however you look at it. Opposition is starting to form on the council, though. Greg, last week, Gary Bredefeld says he intends to introduce a resolution opposing this bill. Is called SB 930. And you don't often see these guys on the same side of an issue, but that's going to be with support from Tyler Maxwell and Miguel Arias. Their point is that the alcohol already causes a lot of problems with the police, with people who are driving on the streets, and this bill probably would only make it worse. That's their contention. Some people, you know, are for it. Some club owners are for it. Others don't think it's useful. It's supposed to create a more lively nightlife and help out the bar and nightclub owners. It's ultimately going to be up to the lawmakers in Sacramento, and then it will be up to the council here and all the cities that are participating to figure out how to make it work. They could put, you know, any amount of restrictions on it. There's opposition forming to this in Los Angeles that we've sort of been following, and it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out here, and we'll be sure to keep you guys informed.
Yeah, it's interesting because there's a number of cities around the country that have the late last call, but they've been doing it long enough that everybody is sort of acclimated to it. So it will be interesting to see what happens with Fresno as well as the other cities that are part of this pilot program here in the state of California. Gabe Dillard joins us every Monday at about 7:50. Gabe, always a pleasure, my friend. We'll talk with you next week.
Thank you.